I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The world's youngest country, South Sudan, is not having a happy childhood. South Sudan only won its independence from its parent, Sudan, in 2011. Its first 2 years have been marked by cross-border violence and ethnic disputes, and now internal strife. This week, a former vice president of South Sudan is accused of attempting to stage a coup. Hundreds of deaths have been reported. The situation is extremely confusing, with multiple contradictory accounts. I spoke earlier with the BBC's Africa security correspondent, Moses Rono, who's trying to piece together the story from neighboring Nairobi. The headline from what I'm hearing is there's an attempted coup d'etat. Was the government of President Salva Kiir overthrown?
No, the government of President Salva Kiir, of course, is still in office, is still in power. He just came this afternoon, local time, to speak and give an update of the situation. What he said, though, was that there was an attempted coup to overthrow his government. He blamed his rival, former Vice President Riek Machar, for what he said he orchestrated a coup which failed. Riek Machar has spoken. He said that there wasn't any military coup, and he's actually denied at all involvement. But anyway, by any name, what happened was that there was fighting between military units in the capital, Juba, on Sunday night. It extended to Monday and Tuesday. And right now, the situation is a bit confused over whether indeed there was a military coup.
Is that believable that Riek Machar has nothing to do with it?
It's very difficult. It depends really on which side you're looking at, because Riek Machar and the president, Salva Kiir, have had political differences which escalated and led to the sacking of Riek Machar in July of this year. From then on, the vice president, who was dismissed, has been harboring intentions of running again as the president in elections set for 2015. So what is clear, though, is the fact that there have been a lot of differences between these two people. They are senior politicians in South Sudan. What is of concern is the fact that they are from the two main ethnic groups in the country, and their differences mirror the wider differences in the society and also differences within the military, which are now have exploded in this recent unrest in the capital.
Are you suggesting, Moses, that there is an ethnic component to the violence that's been happening in the past couple of days?
There's been concern among a lot of actors, including the UN. What obviously a lot of people who are in Sudan and South Sudanese have been telling me that this is absolutely not an ethnic conflict. It is only the politics that have just escalated. So obviously there is a case to be made that there is an ethnic dimension to this conflict because of the fact that the two combatants or the two actors in this situation are from the two major ethnic groups in the country. But it is early days to say conclusively if indeed this is how it is going.
Is it possible, Moses, that President Salva Kiir is cracking down to kind of consolidate his power?
Yes, that is the kind of thinking that the people opposed to him are saying. Riek Machar this afternoon was saying exactly the same thing, that the president just wants to eliminate opposition ahead of elections and have more authority as far as his position is concerned.
I mean, listeners will remember that South Sudan only became a free and independent nation in 2011, this after decades of war against the North. But even in the beginning of the new nation, I mean, it was triumphant, but people were warning, be alert, anything could happen. Do you think this was inevitable and why?
Obviously, these are the concerns that always were there. We always thought maybe the people who are predicting that there is a chance that this country could go in this direction to some sort of violence and some sort of divisions were wrong, you know, but now we see where we are.
Well, Moses Rono, the BBC's Africa security correspondent, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.